What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We're kind of looking into the future for the Cavaliers, and what can they do, and how can they rebuild, and how can they figure out things?
No, rebuild. Tweak.
Rebuild a little bit of this thing. Tweak. You have to. Well,
you won 64 games. Tweak.
Are you done?
Tweak.
Are you done?
Tweak.
All right. So, you know, after talking to Chris Fedor the other day, and hearing what Bobby Marks had to say this morning from ESPN about the way the contract structure looks for all the contracts when it comes to the Cavaliers, and then Evan Mobley getting a big boost because he was the defensive player of the year, adding more money into this, making it even tougher to kind of tweak. Is that the word you want to use? Tweak the roster?
Tweak.
Moving forward, like if you think they can go back at it with what they have this year,
you're wrong.
That is true.
Can we admit this?
Sure.
If they basically roll it back, you're going to be hard pressed to win 64 games.
For sure.
And that said, it doesn't matter.
Well, that's true.
Are you healthy in March and April? And are you ready to go for the playoffs? Tweak and see what you can do.
The Ty Jerome line from Bobby Marks this morning.
I've seen that in numerous spots, Andy. Where if you keep a guy, if you're Dan Gilbert, I mean, Dan didn't become a billionaire by making bad business decisions.
Right.
Sorry.
80 billion?
80 million.
80 million, sorry, not billion.
Because of the punitive aspects of, you know, the aprons and all that stuff that I don't completely understand. The punitive situation there. Well, why would you spend $80 million on a backup guard?
You wouldn't.
I mean, that's silly.
No.
So that's
one that you benched in your last game of the season.
Yeah,
the
one who couldn't get off the bench in the game you had to have, which, by the way, you know, good, bad, whatever. He came into the game and made a difference. Ty, good for you.
Yeah. He did add some fire.
I liked him on this team this year.
I did too.
He was better than we all expected, I think.
I just wish he could have been a little bit better during the playoffs. During the second round, he was great against Miami. Outstanding.
Yeah. But 8 of 20 in the first game when he was was in there for Darius, and that shooting never kind of cleared up.
More Bobby Marks coming up here in a second. David is in Cleveland. Hi, David.
Yeah, how you fellas doing today?
Good, good.
Hi, David.
Good. Hey, you might not like what I got to say, but I've been saying it all along all season that we were going to win a lot of games, but we weren't going to make it far in the playoffs because they weren't able or they didn't make the moves that they need to make. Garland can go. Garland can go. The GM can go. And it's strange that other teams can find a way to make certain moves and get certain players, but we can't do nothing. And it's just that it's like bad management all through the year. It's got us in this situation.
Well, I mean, so are you good with them not being good next year or being maybe where they are now, but having a tougher go at it? Because if you're blowing out Kobe and, you know, you're going to go backwards probably. You're not going forwards because of the handcuff restrictions based on, you know, all the contracts.
David, they did put together a team that won 64 regular season games.
I understand that, okay. But we didn't. Okay, for one thing, we didn't have to sign. Why did we sign LaCour? We could have did better than that. How much did we pay to give LaCour?
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more.
We could have did. There were some other things we could have done to add on to this team. You know what I'm saying?
Isaac's a great guy. I don't think Isaac is a great NBA basketball player.
And then what is Wade getting?
Well, you gotta have guys on your bench, David, and you can argue, is that guy the right guy? NBA teams have a tendency to tweak benches like crazy, so stay tuned. If they can pull it off, they will.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right. Thank you, David. Here, I'll tell you, Wade's getting, according to SpoTrack, Wade is getting what? Got 6.1 this year. And next year, he's looking at what? 6.2. But that 6.2 next year is, he's got eligibility stuff going on there. And then he's an unrestricted in 26, 27.
Here's the other thing. I know the Cavs looked deep during the regular season. Kenny Atkinson did a really good job of getting everybody involved and playing guys, and he got good performances out of those guys. I think part of the reason they did that was because they had Caris LeVert and George Niang. And when they traded 2-for-1, they shortened their rotation, they shortened their bench, they shortened their depth. And I'm not saying that was a bad move. DeAndre Hunter, I think, is a better player than, especially for this situation, than a guy that I really like in Caris LeVert and a guy who can knock down some shots in George Niang. But they became less deep when that happened. And then they got to the playoffs and they didn't play those guys a ton on the bench, which everybody said and I thought was, okay, well, you played a certain way all year long. Are you going to change it in the playoffs? They kind of did. They kind of had to. You know, guys were injured, but it didn't work. You know, so I'm sure Kenny Atkinson and his staff, and he has a good coaching staff, I'm sure they will spend a lot of time thinking, was that the right approach during the regular season? Do we need to go more Thibodeau? Do we not need to go more Thibodeau?
I don't know, man.
That's by playing the heck out of your starters.
Compared to Indiana, they look like they ran out of gas, especially in game 5.
Well, they did. But, Andy, fact, not excuse. They were beat up. They truly were. But that's, you know, you can sit here and say, well, the Cavs would have beat Indiana if they were healthy. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't. I think Indiana was a bad matchup for them. I thought it going into the series.
Chuck is in Chesterland. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, Jeff, you just kind of stole my thunder. I was thinking the exact same thing. What about if we hadn't traded for Hunter and had Niang and LeVert still here? I mean, that seems to me that the pace of LeVert and another guy that's not afraid to bounce around in the middle there with Niang, I mean, would that have matched up better with Indiana?
Might have. The one thing, Chuck, that's tough about this, I don't think we had the full DeAndre Hunter effect because he got hurt. You know, and right. So his impact, I thought, was completely disrupted because of his thumb injury. I like Caris LeVert. I've always liked Caris LeVert, former Pacer, by the way. And George Niang really grew on me. I first noticed George when he was in Philadelphia, and he lit up the Cavs one night. And it's like, who is this guy hitting all these shots? He's capable of doing that. And, boy, did they need something like that coming off the bench against Indiana.
And we were winning. We were winning with them, too.
Well,
plus a
very
great
much
locker
so.
Room guy, right?
Very much so.
I mean, a great locker room guy. I just thought I'd get your thoughts on it, and you kind of got to it before I even, you know, got on. But that was really what I kept thinking about. Man, I mean, not only a great presence and a big body and not afraid to body up with these guys, but also somebody that was just not going to let down. And I know the injuries were huge. I mean, they were huge. You could see these guys couldn't push off like they would for a typical jumper.
Right.
They couldn't even make layups during that last game because they just weren't right. But I just wonder, did Hunter win them enough games? And the reason they brought him in was for the playoffs to do what they thought they couldn't do with LeVert and Niang. But I just wonder, LeVert's a tall, lanky guy and can move.
And a free agent, by the way.
Yeah, so you wonder. I mean, that's not, hey, bring him back.
let me give you a thought on that, Chuck. It's this. I like LeVert. I like Niang. I would have still made the trade for DeAndre Hunter, because I think DeAndre's a better fit. The only thing I would question about DeAndre Hunter, man, I think I would have started the guy. And I would have put him in the starting lineup when he got here. And I'd have left him there.
All right, Chuck, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chuck.
Dan, what's the optimism you have towards moving forward? I mean, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to look at these.
Andy, they're a good team.
Yeah,
they're still a good team.
I get it, but they don't have a whole lot of flexibility to make the team better. But what they do have is the opportunity to take some of their younger guys and develop them. I just don't have a huge... And maybe Kenny is really good at developing some of these guys because we just haven't had a chance to really be there. But if you're going to take some of these younger guys and expect a little bit more out of them, they're going to have to be developed.
Could Jalen Tyson become a 6'6 point guard for you? Could he become a ball handler in the backcourt? Or is he a late first-round pick who's just, okay, there's a guy who
pick. The option is there. How much could they develop him into that?
I like him. But I don't know if I don't know what kind of an upside he has. Mm. But I like some of the things I've seen from him.
All right, we're going to go back to the Browns and talk about the schedule. We're going to get like the inside nuts and bolts on how these schedules come together and, you know, what the Browns are looking like here, especially with 13 1 o'clock games. Blake Jones, Senior Director of Broadcasting for the NFL, is going to join us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.